Hi, I'm Koshin Chris Kane, abbot of the Puget Sound Zen Center on Vashon Island, Washington. We're glad to be able to bring you these podcasts. If you'd like to learn more about our Zen Center, please visit our website at pscc.org.
Zen tradition tells us that everybody here, everybody in the world has something called Buddha nature. And no matter who you are, no matter what your circumstance, you have this aspect that is perfectly calm. That doesn't need to be anywhere. That doesn't have anything to do. That doesn't have anything else to do. And when Rinzai says, become a person with nothing to do, I think what he's saying is become that Buddha nature. Realize it fully. Realize that part of yourself. It's not so easy to do that. And it's only not easy because of our conditioning, because we've been conditioned to, as humans, to think and to project into the future and reminisce about the past. We've gotten so good at thinking, and it's gotten us so much, it's just that it has us also enslaved. It has us... can you hear me, Stephen? You can't hear me.
Do you have a mic?
No, I can't get it now.
I'll move up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've just gotten good at this thinking thing, I was saying. And, as human beings, the ability to think gives us the ability to create civilizations, to bend the world to our will. And that has been intoxicating for us, I think. And it's gotten us all these gains that we enjoy today. And the thing is, it's also got us in its grip, this thinking activity. It's like a human instinct, I think. And so our job is to find this deeper instinct, which Zen says we have. It's worth the work. It's worth the effort. If we can get to know it even in some small measure, and then beyond that, begin to have some faith in it over time, over months, over years, begin to trust it, to take the lead now and then. And that means trusting, dropping ourselves, dropping our thinking selves. It's like a trust fall. It's not easy to do. But if we can learn to trust that we'll be caught by our true nature, then our life changes a little bit. We have a little more equanimity. We trust the present moment. We know that as well as having a self that plans and thinks, we also have this other self that is okay all of the time. So there is a part of us that is okay, no matter what is happening, no matter what's happening in the world. And to know both these aspects and to begin to integrate them starts to change our life. And as we become less reactive, and as we start to what did Layman Pang say in the first one? As we start to go along with our life, what did I tell you, Karen?
Harmony.
That's right. Harmonize with our life. You pass. It really does allow us, it gives us a better chance of harmonizing with our life, with the ups and the downs, the knowledge and the trust in this Buddha nature. So it's worth the work to get to know it and to let it shine. Yeah. And it's no fault of ours, you know, that it's difficult. As I said, it's just a kind of human instinct to think. We're just learning, little by little, to relax that instinct, to relax that compulsion. Maybe an instinct isn't the right word. It's a kind of compulsion. The thing is, this Buddha nature of ours is quiet. It speaks really softly, so it's hard to hear. It's shy. And we have to approach it quietly. And when we do, then it can be allowed to shine. And there is a kind of shining aspect that this Buddha nature has. Some of the old sutras talk about that. Yeah, and this nature, this Buddha nature, is with us at every moment. So it's available at every moment. It's hard to feel that every moment. But in a retreat like this, and this retreat, I think, more than anything, is we do retreats like this so that we can find that. So that we can find it, so that we can start to rely on it. And so that it will, and so it starts to inform our life when we go out. And in a retreat like this, we just try and try again. We just start again and start again and start again. And we have to get used to that activity of starting again. No big deal, just starting again. Coming back to our breath, coming back to our breath, coming back to this present moment, coming back to the next activity. The Buddha is waiting for us in every moment and in every activity. And that's what I want to emphasize tonight. You've been here for a little while. And this daily activity, these daily activities, have become your activity now. So join with that activity, with the next thing we're doing. If the next thing is a walk, go walk. Become dedicated to walking and to finding Buddha in the walk. When we're eating, even though it's maybe more difficult because it's so fun to eat, try to find the Buddha at the meal. The Buddha's there. You just have to find him or her. So, and I think as we go on in the retreat, and also as you go on through practice, through years of practice, you can begin to use these things. Don't be lazy. Don't get used to them and then just spin because you know what to do. Use these forms. This is a special and rare time. Use these forms, please. Commit to them. Really embody them and start again. Start again. So, sitting, and no matter what kind of sitting you've had a good sit? Good. Get up and go find Buddha on the walk. Rotten sit? Doesn't matter. You get to start all over right now. Get up. Go find Buddha on the walk. Sometimes the Buddha's sneaky that way. Sometimes after the worst sit, there's the Buddha. That's true. Sometimes the Buddha appears in strange places. So get used to starting again. This is such a forgiving practice. You get to start again every time with a blank slate. Every time. But the thing about forgiveness is you can't be forgiven unless you try and fail. So please try. Please try. You get forgiveness every time. But please try. Use these forms to find the Buddha, because the Buddha is worth finding.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Puget Sound Zen Center. Thanks so much for listening. To learn more about our community, you can visit our website at pszc.org.